Lawmakers say there's a breach in the nation's airport security system. While passengers and luggage are carefully scrutinized and checked for explosives, most air freight traveling on the same flights is not. Bills making their way through Congress seek to change that, but the price tag could be staggering. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
It's a familiar ritual to anyone who flies.
We need you to wait 5 minutes. We're going to scan your bag. Then we're going to need you. We might need you to unlock your luggage.
Congressman Adam Schiff, a Democrat from California, says there's something wrong with this picture.
I think most Americans would be shocked to learn that when they get on their passenger plane to fly on vacation or on business, and they have their shoes screened and their belts checked and everything else, their toenail clippers taken away, that almost half of the cargo in that passenger plane has never been screened for explosives.
That's the commercial cargo that gets shipped in the bellies of passenger planes alongside the suitcases. About 2 million pounds of air freight travel throughout the U.S. this way every day. It's not run through scanners because much of it can't be, according to Brian Termail, a spokesman for the Transportation Security Administration.
The machines themselves are not designed to take large items through those conveyor belts. They're very limited in the size of items you can put through them.
Many airports have installed these machines known as explosive detection systems. They take what amounts to a CAT scan of each piece of luggage. But cargo containers can be 10 times the size of a suitcase, so building and buying scanners big enough for them would be a challenge. It would also be expensive. And Bob Masters, senior vice president of a company called Manafreight Systems, points to another problem. It's hard for these scanners to see through big containers.
The power it takes to completely penetrate that large of an object to get to the center of it essentially washes out the outside edges of it.
Many shipments would have to be unpacked and inspected manually, and the TSA's Brian Termail says that's just not practical. In the future, he says, new technology may provide a solution. In the meantime, the government is taking other precautions, such as barring most U.S. mail parcels weighing a pound or more from being carried aboard passenger planes.
And the reason for it is simple. There's no way to reliably track who is mailing those packages and what's inside those packages.
The TSA does feel it can track other cargo using what's called the Known Shipper Program. It started as a way to upgrade security after the loss of TWA Flight 800 back in 1996.
The Known Shipper Program requires shippers or freight forwarders to demonstrate a proven historic track record of safely and securely shipping items via air cargo. If you're not a known shipper, then you are not allowed to put cargo on board a passenger aircraft.
Airlines and freight forwarders who act as travel agents for cargo help vet shippers and even inspect their facilities. But critics, including freight forwarder Bob Masters, say that's not enough.
The biggest hole that I see in the known shipper program is that we know who the companies are. We can verify that they're real companies, but we cannot verify who their personnel are. And we know that companies are not terrorists. People are terrorists. And so the biggest hole is that we don't know the people.
Lawmakers say this potential threat must be dealt with. The House has already passed a bill sponsored by Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey. It would force the TSA to start screening all cargo carried in passenger planes soon or risk losing $50 million in federal funds.
What do I mean by screening? I mean the same level of physical inspection of passenger plane cargo as is applied to passenger plane luggage and the passengers themselves.
Industry groups are fighting to keep the bill from becoming law. Air cargo consultant Ned Laird says screening each piece of air freight would probably slow delivery by up to a day and make shipping goods by air much more expensive.
That would destroy the domestic air freight business that the passenger airlines have, because if you add 24 hours, many of these shipments would get there at a much lower price by truck, taking one day longer.
Laird says the air carriers, which have been hemorrhaging money ever since the terrorists struck, could lose an additional $1 billion in revenue every year. But lawmakers like Adam Schiff say the cost of doing nothing could end up being even higher.
Terrorists don't need to crash planes into our buildings anymore. They just need to blow one out of the sky to completely not only destroy the lives of everyone on board and their families, but to decimate the airline industry and all of the other industries that are reliant on the air industry. So we cannot wait for another tragedy to take place to be spurred to act.
Schiff has introduced his own bill. It would force the TSA to come up with a plan to screen cargo for explosives, but it would give TSA officials the leeway to decide how to do it. The options might include more surveillance cameras or tamper-proof containers or bomb-sniffing dogs. A similar measure has already cleared the Senate. Mark Walker, a cargo specialist with Airports Council International of North America, says the industry groups that fought Congressman Markey's bill have lined up behind this one.
And it would be a shame to abandon that sort of measured, informed, enlightened approach for something that seems to be more arbitrary.
Walker and others expect that Congress will do something to reduce the risk of a bomb being snuck into the cargo hold of a passenger plane. The only question is what? Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.